أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد نصركم الله في مواطن كثيرة ويوم حنين إذ أعجبتكم كثرتكم فلن تغن عنكم شيئا وضاقت عليكم الأرض بما رحبت ثم وليتم مدبرين ثم أنزل الله سكينته على رسوله وعلى المؤمنين وأنزل جنودا لم تروها وعذب الذين كفروا وذلك جزاء الكافرين ثم يتوب الله من بعد ذلك على من يشاء والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 25, 26 and 27 of Surah At-Tawbah. In these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah's help, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had incurred, Allah sent down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firstly, and Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Many battles had taken place, and in each one we found that the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala varied and come down in different ways. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about generally, and Allah ta'ala speaks about particularly Allah's help upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba at the time of the battle of Hunain. What had happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we discussed from the very beginning of the surah, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conquered Makkah. It was the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was still in Makkah. Now, between Makkah and Taif, lived a very powerful tribe known as the Hawazin. Hawazin had very many different clans, but one aspect about these people were they were real warriors, and insofar as their tactics in war was concerned, they were excellent archers. It is said about them that when the archers would start shooting, they would shoot continuously one after the other, making it very difficult for any enemy to withstand them. When they saw that the people of Makkah had now been conquered, some of them, many of them, accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they immediately decided that they are not going to wait, but rather they come towards Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah Mukarramah, and they will attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intelligence had it that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about the intention, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent out intelligence, but also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had decided not to remain in Makkah, but rather come out of Makkah and fight these people wherever they may be. So hence that was the intention of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the Sahaba that had marched on to Makkah. From Makkah, some of them, lots of them, accepted Iman. They joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many who had doubts in their hearts, they also joined to see what happens. And some of them had also joined to find an opportunity to take revenge against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The books of the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is replete with these different incidents. Nonetheless, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes towards Hunain. Now when we looked at it historically, we found the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud, the Battle of Trench. Sahaba were in generally very small numbers. Here the numbers were very large, and this got into the hearts of some of them that we are in large numbers, we have the arms, we have the ammunition, so we have the upper hand over them. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in His way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then makes Islah, and Allah Ta'ala reforms these thoughts of the Sahaba. They came towards Hunain. It is a valley between two mountains. This tribe, the Hawazin tribe and the Banu Thaqif, more especially the branch amongst them, they had got into the mountain pass, they had got into the mountains, and they began to shower their arrows from both sides. And on the other side, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, many of them, most of them, ran helter-skelter. For them it was as though the day had become night with the darkness of the arrows that were coming down. And hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made the announcement, Ana al-Nabiyyu la kadib, Ana ibnu Abdil Muttalib. I am the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, I am no imposter, and I come from the progeny of Abdul Muttalib. And in this way he had called Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others to bring the Sahaba back to order, and they had come to order. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this very briefly, but Allah ta'ala shows his nusrat and Allah shows his help. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرَةٍ وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had helped you in many battlefields. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ, especially at the time of the Battle of Hunayn, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, when your large numbers had marveled you, فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا, and those large numbers availed you nothing, وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, and the earth narrowed, constrained, despite the fact that it was vast. In other words, you did not know what was happening. You were helter-skelter. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ, and then you turned aside, retreating. That was your condition. But the nusrat of Allah had come. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down His sakina, His peace, tranquility upon His Rasul, وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and upon the believers. وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, and Allah Ta'ala had sent down an army which you could not see, that was the angels, to then create sukoon in the hearts of Sahaba and to create terror in the hearts of the enemy. وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and to punish those who disbelieve. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ, and that was the punishment, or that was the recompense of the disbelievers. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pursued them, then Nabi alayhi, they began to retreat. Malik ibn Auf, the leader of the Hawazin, who had the most energy, and he had brought this whole group and allied forces together, he also retreated. He went back to Taif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pursued them as far as Taif. They got into the fort in Taif, and again from the fort they began to shower the arrows. Some of the Sahaba were even injured over there. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the pursuance, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to Makkah Mukarramah. A great amount of booty was then accumulated throughout this entire battle. 6,000 prisoners, 24,000 camels, 40,000 goats, silver that if we bring it to today's time, to the value or to the weight of 500,000 kilograms of silver. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had a booty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent it to a place called Jayarana between Taif and Makkah Mukarrama. And there Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from Taif returned to Jayarana. Whilst he was in Jayarana, Malik ibn Auf, others had come, and they had then accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others had accepted Islam a year later in the 9th year of the Hijrah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates all of that. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءَ, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah after the incident of Hunayn. For whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, they had come, they accepted Iman, Allah ta'ala accepted the tawbah, Allah ta'ala accepted the Iman. Wallahu ghafoorun raheem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.